Your date won't text you back, but they'll talk to us.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened?
On Star 102.5.
Our listener, Fred, got a hold of us looking for some help, trying to find out what happened. He met a woman named Irene, who he really liked. And has been hoping things were going to turn into a little more. But it hasn't been hearing back from her. And so now we have tracked down Irene. We have her on the phone right now to get her side of things. How you doing, Irene?
I'm okay. Okay.
We're calling on behalf of Fred. Now, you remember Fred?
Who? Who? You say who?
Okay. You met him at a party last weekend. You gave him your number?
That guy.
That guy
doesn't sound enthusiastic.
That's usually not a good thing. Mm-hmm. So what's the problem, Irene?
Did he tell you how he met me?
He said you guys met at a party.
Yeah, buddy's party.
Yeah, his buddy's party, but it wasn't just any party. It was a bachelor party.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was actually working the party.
Oh, do you do, like, catering, or what do you mean?
I don't think that's what she means,
that's not what they mean. That's nice of you to think that.
I really need to spell it out. I was the entertainment. I'm a stripper.
Uh-huh. Thank you for saying after entertainment what you really did, because Colleen's like, what, like balloon tricks, magic show? Sometimes there's a magic show.
Okay.
Oh, Colleen, your husband can throw many parties.
Fairness to me, I don't think Fred said bachelor party.
No,
he said his buddy's party. I mean, catering's not
right,
crazy.
I know, but when Irene told us that it was a bachelor party and she was working.
Okay, I should have started connecting more quickly. Mm-hmm. Fine.
Ding, ding.
Okay. All right. Well, this changes things.
A little bit. Yes. A little bit. Well, Fred, of course, is listening in. And so, Fred, you understand how the whole stripper thing works, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, it's a business transaction. It doesn't mean girlfriend.
I know. I thought she liked me.
Oh no.
Okay.
I liked it when you were giving me money.
I mean, you did give him your number. Why did you give him your number? I mean, that seems like you're sort of inviting this.
Well, no, because he said he'd like to party again sometime, and like I was working the way he said it, it made it sound like he was looking to hire me for another event.
Wow. Fred really misread all of this.
Look, I've had a lot of friends that I've had to explain to over the years that she doesn't really like you, so I'm not entirely stunned that we're here.
Right. Mm.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a business thing. Like, he's a client. Like, this was never going to happen. I don't date clients. It's just, like, a rule I have.
Okay.
Fred, I mean, are you getting all this?
I mean, I guess, but we had really nice conversation. I just don't get why she can't give me a chance.
I mean, yeah, we had nice conversation, but that's my job. Like, I'm not going to start a relationship with a guy that saw me naked the first time we met. Like,
yeah, it would be like misunderstanding your therapist because they're a really good listener. Right?
Yes.
I mean,
you know, it's not a bad example.
Right, but then the therapist jumps up and takes off all their clothes.
Well,
and you throw dollars
things
at them. Sorry, Irene, I don't mean to trivialize your job.
You
I am
up?
Sorry. I'm sorry. That's not fair to
I'm
Irene.
Fine.
You're being
I'm
very nice.
With my job.
Yes.
I like the job.
You're being very open with us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sorry you caught feelings, you know, but I can't see.
All right, Fred just misunderstood. The whole giving him the number, I think, led him to believe this was extra. Fred, do you understand? She thought
you
wanted to hire her possibly again for another gig.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Fred. You sound bummed about this.
Yeah,
I know. I'm feeling bad for you.
Sorry, Irene.
Thank you for being open about what you do and just, you know,
you put it out there.
You cleared this up real fast for about two of us in the room.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
Have you tried this? Have you tried the bruschetta?
Okay. Well, it's not a good bachelor party unless you got snacks. So.
Okay. Sorry, Fred. You wanted to know what happened. You now do, obviously. Irene, we appreciate you coming on the show and clearing things up. And good luck to both of you, okay?
You're welcome.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened on Star 102.5?